It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
No! Rob Parker is out this week. We got George Reister in, joining me live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. What up, man?
What up, man? It's been a minute, man. You've been ducking me. It's like people
see,
when they...
Here you go, right from the start.
Listen, when people start playing...
The second sentence out of your mouth was you've been ducking me.
Hey, for real. I mean, it's like when people, when they get against me playing dominoes or me and the wife playing spades, all of a sudden they vanish, start getting every excuse in the book. And now you've been ducking me. And now it's like the last dragon. Now you got to fight me.
Well, first of all, I'd wipe you out in spades. And yes, next time we see each other, we can do that. And secondly, it's nice you come on with the bravado. You got your chest out, you know, you in your home studio. So you can brag and feel all good, put extra bass in your voice. I know deep down inside you're scared, you're frightened. But I'm gonna start off by giving you some props. I'm gonna tell you the same thing I told Ephraim Salam earlier this week when he showed up. You came. I mean, after all the beatdowns over the past few years that you suffered at my hands, you showed up. So bravo. for my man George Wrighster. That's the first step, man. That's courage. Because I don't take it easy on the replacements. And you came back. So good on you. Good on you, George.
The most important ability is availability. Since you were finally available again, magically out of the blue, because Rob is in Antarctica or
traveling around watching baseball games.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm surprised.
Sounds like
he wasn't
a lot of fun. I know.
But yeah. So, but now I've been watching you from afar. I have been studying
yes.
your game tape
okay.
on First Things First.
Okay.
Making sure that I'm ready for when you come trying to double talk or trying to realize that I've seen everything
double
that
talk.
You said. Everything
okay,
that you
look,
said.
Double talk, also known as championship level debate. But, you know, that's really what it is. But, hey, double talk, whatever helps you sleep at night and whatever got you in the studio, George Wrighster. So I'm proud that you came on a Worship Wednesday. We're going to introduce the Odd Couple crew and then get started. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, is in the house. Super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates.
Hey.
Our man, the loquacious Ryan Finley. All right, we got Plaxico Burress at the bottom of the hour. But first, we're going to get into some NBA. And obviously, the big story, obviously, you got the NBA draft tomorrow. But what is going to happen with Kyrie Irving? And I have said, George, they're at an impasse, reportedly, right? That Kyrie wants a long-term deal, understandably. I mean, you knew, even though very few people would give him a full five-year max deal. He wants it, and I would expect the player to want that. The Nets holding their ground right now, at least, on giving him a shorter-term deal. Maybe they want to even throw in some incentives. So that's where the impasse is. And there's all types of talk about the Lakers and the Knicks and the Clippers trying to get in here and snatch away Kyrie Irving. And I've always said this. I don't think Kyrie has a lot of leverage because the teams with cap room aren't very good. Detroit, San Antonio, Indiana, Orlando. I don't think they'd really be interested in Kyrie, and I don't think he's interested in them. The Knicks could clear space, but I think they'd be crazy to give him a full max deal, all guaranteed. So I don't think Kyrie has a ton of leverage. I also think the Nets need him and want him back. But that all changes if Kevin Durant, Kyrie's good friend, gets involved. And if he says, look, he goes to Sean Marks, the GM, goes to Josiah, the owner, and says, look, I've been reading some things, and I'm not happy with what I'm reading. Get it done now.
Okay. All right,
and here's Woj on it, George, and then we'll get into it.
Two fronts. One is trying to stay disciplined in their mind on a Kyrie Irving extension. This is a player who has not been as available to them as they've wanted the last couple years. Clearly, Brooklyn has been hesitant to do a long-term deal with Irving, but they also run the risk of alienating Kevin Durant and perhaps unfastening him from his commitment to wanting to be in Brooklyn if Kyrie Irving were to leave.
All right, George, the floor is yours.
All right, Chris, first thing is Woj right there. He said the Brooklyn Nets front office is trying to remain disciplined. That sounds like somebody who's wavering a little bit. That they're trying. They're going to try to do the right thing. But ultimately, that they are going to fall victim to another piece of bad decision-making, which has ended up them in the situation that they are
now.
Well,
they have not been able to hold their ground. You're right
Correct.
About that. They didn't let Kyrie play early in the vaccination process.
Yeah, they blow like the wind, man.
And then, right. And then they let him come in. You're absolutely right about
and,
that.
And on a Worship Wednesday, we already know a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
There you go.
So here is the, and, but I do disagree with the fact where you said that Kyrie has no leverage. Kyrie does have some leverage in this situation because he could always opt out. Okay. And say, I'll just go wherever I want to go.
Hold on. But hold on, here's the thing. There are only four teams with cap room.
Correct.
All right, and I just named them. San Antonio, Indiana, Detroit, and Orlando.
We are forgetting that, the thing, you are 100% right about that. And none of those sound attractive, right?
Right. And I don't think any of them would be interested in Kyrie.
Correct. But this is Kyrie Irving, the man that gave up $17 million last year, right? So there is a world in Kyrie land because neither one of us lives in Kyrie land.
Thanks.
So there is a world where Kyrie Irving says, you know what? I will spite you. I will spite you for one season. That way, then I will show my availability for a year, and then I will sign a max contract in the offseason, and I'll take a mid-level exemption.
If he's willing to do that, then you're right. I mean, real talk. Yeah. If Kyrie Irving, who's already given up $17 million last year for not getting vaccinated, who's already lost his Nike deal, if he's willing to do all of that and then give up another $30 million, right? He's guaranteed $36 million next year if he wants
to get $200
million. If he's willing
to
give up, hold up. If he's willing to give up $30 million because the team won't give him a long-term contract, like he's leaving Brooklyn where he's happy at home, where he's playing with one of his best friends, where they got a legitimate chance to win a championship. But he's going to leave there because they over money, but go somewhere to take $30 million less? Okay. And you're right. Kyrie World, maybe. But if he's willing to do that, then more power to him. And yeah. I've talked to some people that think he might be.
That's
that say he might be. But fine.
Chris.
Because what if Kyrie Irving, who has a history of injuries, gets hurt this year?
Listen,
you think he's getting that Supermax then?
There will be, and yes, he does run the DeMarcus Cousins risk, right? He does run that risk of being a player who is about to capitalize on a max deal, and then injuries end up fumbling the bag for him. But now let's go back to the Brooklyn aspect of this, Chris, because Brooklyn has been a for whatever reasons that you want to blame it on, since they have the decisions that led to Kyrie and Kevin Durant getting there, trading Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, right. that whole thing, that seemed like a good decision to go to get Kevin Durant and to get Kyrie.
Well, they traded those guys to get James
after,
Harden.
Correct.
Yeah.
I'm saying that all of this has fit together. That then they go trade for James Harden. Some of those decisions looked like very sound decisions on paper. They look like, okay, we can get Kevin Durant, we can get Kyrie Irving. Oh,
why
now we can trade these two dudes and get Harden, right?
Let me ask you this, George. What blew it all up?
Oh, it is the
it
exact
don't take a
same,
long explanation.
I know. It is
what?
The exact
Did
same
you
thing.
You give me one name. What blew it all up?
James Harden.
No, Kyrie.
No. Oh, God.
The reason James Harden bolted was because he was tired of Kyrie's shenanigans.
Do you know what
when,
it is,
when Kyrie
Chris?
No, was no, allowed, no. When they Chris, decided they, to let Kyrie play, when they a few months ago when they said, you know what, we're gonna let him play home games. Or road games, I'm sorry. James Harden was excited. He was a kid in a candy store because it was clear he thought Kyrie was going to take the vaccination. Remember, he even said, I'll give him a shot myself. And then once he realized after a few games, you know what? He's not budging. He's not taking it. That's when he said, I'm out. No. So it would have the three of those guys would have been together still.
No,
if
Chris,
not for Kyrie's decision.
Chris, you have firmly underestimated the rules of life when it comes to this. The rules of life are the Brooklyn Nets, that they did the same thing that my Lakers did And except for the Lakers got a championship out of it, and then it's been total chaos since, is that they engaged in a get-rich-quick scheme. That's what they did. Brooklyn tried to get rich quick.
So did Miami when they got LeBron, Wade, and Bosh.
Correct.
So did Golden State when they brought in Kevin Durant.
And how
so did the Lakers when they brought in Anthony Davis?
I just said that the Lakers did it. But the thing is, the thing about get rich quick schemes is they either totally fail or they work in the short term. They will work for a hot second, and then all of a sudden, chaos and all of that stuff follows. That's exactly why Pat Riley hasn't done it again, because one player leaving can blow everything up. It messes up your culture. Get rich quick schemes don't work in life, and they don't work in sports.
All right, well, look, we're going to keep in on this, because you never really got to the discussion, which was, what if Kevin Durant is like, yo, I'm out if Kyrie's not signed long term.
That's probably
That's what
going
we're gonna
to happen.
Get to next. That's what I want you to talk about next. All this Lakers, all this mid-level exception. We're talking Kevin Durant next. Keep it locked, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple Worship Wednesday, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. It's AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on to the zone, AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. All right, George, here is the issue. Woj said in his report on NBA today that the Nets could run the risk of alienating Kevin Durant. That's different than a report saying Kevin Durant is upset.
Correct.
They have alienated Kevin Durant. And I think that's important because at this point, apparently, Durant's not really, you know, obviously he wants Kyrie back in addition to being his good friend. He's a great player. But unless he really gets fully involved and issues an ultimatum, then I wouldn't worry about it if I'm the Nets. And even if he does get involved, Kevin Durant is locked up for the next 4 years. He's locked up until through the 2025-2026 season. So he can't go anywhere unless the Nets play ball with him. And I don't, at his age, at this stage of his career, can he really afford to like sit out? And remember, the Nets could trade him anywhere. He won't have the leverage to demand, I want to go here, there, or there. And so, again, Durant may not get involved. Woj is right and just throwing out the possibility that, yeah, this is, remember, they're great friends. He could get upset. But right now, it doesn't appear that that's the case. But would you, what if Durant is upset? What if Durant does get upset and issues the ultimatum? Then do you feel like you just got to give him the Kyrie the five-year max?
No, man. Like the idea of throwing good money after bad, same way that Philadelphia might do with James Harden, it's better to admit that you made a mistake and go to Kevin Durant and be like, look, man, I know that you guys are friends. I know that you want him here long term, but as we saw last season, we don't know if we can't tell which direction the wind is going to blow every single day. And we want to make sure that we can build and continue to build a great franchise around you in a winning situation for the duration of your career. And we can't do that if there's dead money on the books every single year because he's not playing. Now,
yeah, I don't know. I hear you. I just don't. Here's the problem with that if I'm Kevin Durant. It's not like they're just beginning, right?
Yep.
And they're just starting to build. They had James Harden, and that went wrong. They've got Ben Simmons, and so far that's going wrong.
Yes,
remember, they thought Ben Simmons was going to play last year. They thought he was going
to
play last year when they traded for him. And
Correct.
So that's been a problem. And then obviously you got Kyrie. So it's not like they're not continuing to build anything. They've been trying to build, and every single thing they've done has come up bad in their face. And so that's the problem. At that point, Durant might be like, man, this is just ridiculous. But again, he doesn't have the leverage. I heard Bobby Marks, the former executive for the Nets, actually, now works for ESPN. He brought up a contract proposal that he would give Kyrie Irving, and I think it's smart. It's a four-year max deal. So you rip up the option, you give Kyrie a four-year max deal. But only the first 2 years are fully guaranteed. And if Kyrie plays 65 games, at least 65 games in each of the next two seasons, the final 2 years kick in and they're guaranteed. All he's got to do is show up for work. There's no, you got to make the all-star team.
Yep.
You got to average 20 points. None of that. Just show. I would even, if I'm the Nets, I would even be willing to drop the 65 games to 60. And I think that's a fair offer. I don't know that Kyrie's going to think that, but I think that's a fair offer from the outside looking in.
Okay. So, yeah, it doesn't – see, the thing is, nothing needs to be tethered to awards and all of that, because I don't think that there's any question about if Kyrie is on the floor – whether he is, if he shows up to work and he's on the floor, whether he's going to be a good player or not.
Right.
I don't think there's any
question
about that.
It's about availability, period.
Correct. It's getting him to work every single day that has been the issue. And 60 games kind of seems to be a reasonable number, because that still gives you enough time if you're Kyrie Irving to like have a mid-year sabbatical or something else.
And that's the thing. I might put that in there. No mid-year sabbaticals. You're on sabbatical right now. And you will be for the next couple months. I mean, that's how I'd be looking at it.
Yeah.
If I'm the Nets.
He's only played more. I mean, think about this. In 2018-19, he played 67 games. Prior to that, and I know the 2020 season was short, but he was hurt anyway.
Right.
The last time that he's played more than 60 games was 2016 and 2017.
Well, that's why, he's like we said, he's been injury prone throughout his career. That's why I might be willing to drop it to 60. Because the fact is, sadly, players are playing fewer games nowadays. Not many. A lot of guys didn't play 70 games last year. I mean, I'm talking about top-notch stars.
Yeah.
So I would be willing to drop it to 60. But again, I think both sides, look, here's the bottom line. And here's what's not kind of being part of the discussion. Kyrie wants to stay in Brooklyn.
Correct.
All right? So he should be willing to come to a win-win situation with them. They don't want to give him the full five-year max. They want to give
you
maybe a year, 2 years.
He does not want to be a pawn. He does not want to be a pawn.
That's not a pawn.
Listen. He doesn't want to be a pawn. He doesn't want the media to be bothering him. He wants to stand on his own.
He wants to go to New York?
He wants to be a voice for the voiceless, even though he's not talking. The whole point in that is we don't know what Kyrie really wants in his heart. And I think it actually changes on a day-to-day or week-to-week basis. So your idea of putting 60, 65 games on it, that is totally reasonable. That is reasonable and that is logical. Now, whether Kyrie interprets that as logical and reasonable
right.
and a win-win is something totally different, because – all these things that he said, it could be interpreted as disrespect, as them using him right. as some sort of example and a pawn, because nobody else does this to all-star and all-NBA caliber players.
If it's good enough to Joel Embiid, it can be good enough for Kyrie. This, your consequences of actions. All right, and when you decided to take a week off here, 2 weeks off there, that's on you. Now those consequences have actions as great a player as you are. All right, we got Plaxico Burress coming up in a few minutes. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right, boy. When you hear the old school jams, you know who it is. It ain't Eddie House. It ain't Kerry Kittles. It is our man, Plaxico Burress.
That's what I'm talking about.
Super Bowl champion, co-host of Up On Game. What's up, brother?
What's going on, baby? What's going on?
I'm good, man. Good to have you on. Now, look, I know you want to talk some hoops, so before we get to the football, and we got George Reister, your fellow NFL brethren in here, in for
George,
Rob Parker.
What's happening, man? George, what's happening?
What up? So since Chris was talking about the old school, I wanted to bring something up, because I wanted to know, when you left your Rolls Royce at Fred Taylor's house for like months, what were you driving? So for anybody who doesn't know, Fred Taylor and Plaxico are really good friends. And yeah. I was playing, and I was in Jacksonville, and I was like, Fred, when did you get this Rolls Royce? He was like, nah, it's not mine, it's Plaxico's. I was like, it's just chilling here? And he was like, yeah. He was like, I just have to drive it occasionally, that way it'll start when he come get it.
Hey, yo, yeah, flashback to that. You know what? I actually shipped it down, and I put it at his house because the Super Bowl was in Jacksonville that year. I remember that.
Yo, yeah. how long was it there? That's balling at another level where you can just leave the Rolls Royce and not
hey,
miss
man,
it.
Listen, I can trust Fred with just about anything, man. So I knew if I sent it to him, I would get it back in the same shape that I sent it.
That's dope, man. All right, look, let's ask you about some NBA stuff. Kyrie Irving, I'm sure you've seen what's going on with Kyrie and the Nets. What do you think? If you're the Nets, he wants a full 5-year max, and they don't want to give it to him just because they, like, you're not available enough. So if you were in their shoes, would you just bite the bullet and give it to him because he's so great? Or would you try to come to a compromise on a shorter deal?
Well, first of all, I just don't understand when they're saying that he's not available, but that was during COVID. COVID would no longer exist. So I don't understand how that is even a topic of conversation moving forward. You know, he's going to be available every single night. But, you know,
well, he has been, but remember, he took a week off just for undisclosed family reasons. He took 2 weeks off because he was upset about January 6th. So Kyrie, and he's been injury prone in the past, but I don't think they're holding the injuries against him.
Yeah, I don't think they're holding injury against him. I think most of that stuff really had to do with COVID. But you know, Kyrie wants a 5-year deal, and the Nets are not willing to do that. You know what? I really don't know how close him and Kevin Durant really are, because you know, in the media, we hear that you know Kyrie wants to remain in Brooklyn and play with KD, but then it seems to me if KD wanted to play with Kyrie so badly, he would come out in the media and actually would support the Nets with re-signing him to this deal.
Yeah, you're right. If he does that, it seems like they got to do it. You're right.
Right, so that's what I don't understand from the outside looking in. Why doesn't KD come out and support him? Listen, if the Nets move on from Kyrie, there's no better option to replace him. So I don't understand why they don't want to give him the 5-year deal, because they're not going to find a better point guard that's available in the market.
Well, okay, so in New York, obviously, you playing with the Giants, like winning is critically important. Like, how patient will New York Nets fans be considering that this has been a disaster from the beginning of it? Because obviously Kevin Durant was out hurt until now, where the team has just been in shambles since then.
I mean, listen, KD is the alpha dog on this basketball team. I mean, he has displayed that over the last 2 years. When they're hurt, they're really just a shell of a basketball team. And then you add in James Harden, and now he's gone. And KD wants to win the championship. He doesn't have to leave Golden State, but he wants to prove to himself and everybody else on the outside that he can win a championship with another basketball team. So everybody's impatiently waiting. Just like you said in New York, we want results. We want championships. And with the roster that they have right now, if you do not re-sign Kyrie Irving, then you absolutely have no chance of winning the world championship. So the best chance for the Nets to win the championship is to sign Kyrie and add some pieces around KD and hope for the best. That's all they can do.
Let me ask you this, Plax. Let's move to the NFL. We saw the Deshaun Watson situation where he settled with 20 of the 24 women that are suing him. Would something like this, I mean, if he's able to play this year, I don't know, let's say if it's only a half a season suspension, would something like this, does that affect the locker room? How players feel about a guy, or would that be no big deal to players in general?
I don't really think.
Did we lose Plax?
Yeah.
All right, we'll have to jump right in. But you can answer that, George. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, that his team, honestly, a lot of times, and I know that this is not going to go over well publicly, but you are there to play football.
Right.
You're not there to adjudicate and pass judgment on people. And truthfully, I played with some people that I didn't like and that I didn't think were great humans. But you know what? Can I trust him on that football field? Right. And when it comes down to it, because you don't get to choose your teammates. It's not like somebody can be like, if he's on the team, I'm off this team. No, then everybody is going to lose. Even Myles Garrett. But now you are wondering what's going to happen with our football team, because he's going to be unavailable for a bare minimum of six games.
We lost you, Plax. Let me ask you this instead, because you're obviously a receiver and George was a tight end. Gronk retired. Is he the best tight end ever in your view?
Oh, no. Not
thank you. Thank God.
Because a lot of people saying that. All right, go ahead.
He's not.
Expound. Pray tell.
Not even close. I mean, I would put him maybe in the top 10, you know, tight ends of all time. But as far as I'm concerned, listen, I like Gronk, and he's had a hell of a career playing with Tom and winning the championships between, you know, New England and Tampa. But as far as him being the best tight end of all time, oh no, that I can't put him in the top. I can't put him in my top five.
So who's your top one? Do you have one?
Who's the greatest tight end of all time?
Or even just a few of your, like, guys you got ahead of Gronk?
Tony Gonzalez.
I'm sure he's the
only answer.
Hey, you gotta put in Tony Gonzalez. You have to put in Ozzie Smith. You have to put in Shannon Sharp. And that's just me just going.
Now,
off
the why
top
would
of
you? What do that? Why would you take them over Gronk? Because, like, you know, a lot of people are saying Gronk is the best.
Well, and you also have to add Antonio Gates.
Right.
I think he was a better tight end.
And now you got Kelsey,
Gronk was.
Travis Kelsey.
And now you have Kelsey. And I think the best tight end in football now is Darren Waller down in Las Vegas. I think he's the best tight end in football right now. But if you're talking about the best of all time, man, listen, there's a list of guys who don't have the resume and the credentials that Gronk has. You look at, like, Shannon Sharp and how he revolutionized the position. And they don't have a resume, but I wouldn't put him in my top five. No.
All yes. right.
See, I actually have – I am – and I did this yesterday.
You got about 30 seconds, George, but go ahead.
I went T-Gun, so Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, Shannon Sharp. Then I went Ozzie Newsome, Rob Gronkowski, and then Jason Winslow. Jason Witten.
No, Kellen. Okay.
Hey, so see, what Chris, is we it? Know football. We know
no,
football.
No, I know. I believe it.
We just mentioned four to five top guys that we thought were the best tight end.
Is there anything in particular y'all feel Gronk was lacking? Or it's just you just
it is the lack. So Gronk to me, he only played 143
He's
games.
Injured a lot, right?
Yeah, 143 games. To whereas Antonio Gates 236, Tony Gonzalez, right. You know, like 200 and some odd games as well. All the rest of the guys that I named are in the 200 game club.
All right,
right
there it is. Plaxico Burress, our man. Great stuff as always, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, thanks, man. You guys be good, man.
All right, my man. You too. All right, Damian Lillard's summer of discontent might be a distant memory. Portland got something done. We'll get into that next. All right, couple. George Reister in for Rob Parker. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elia Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. If you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. All right. Look, a big story over the past year or so in the NBA has been, will Damian Lillard stay in Portland? And they made a trade today where they went out and got Jeremy Grant from the Detroit Pistons. Yeah, just for a draft pick, basically. I like that move from them. I mean, obviously it doesn't put them near the top or at the top of the Western Conference, but I do think it's a good move. What are your thoughts about it?
I actually liked it for two reasons. Number one, like Jeremy Grant was a guy who was talked a lot about last trade deadline. Right. And then also to wonder if they would potentially even buy him out. So there's a market for Jeremy Grant, you know, a 3-and-D, you know, a slasher. Like he's a guy who can fit in pretty much anywhere. And not only does the Portland Trailblazers add a good player, but they also keep him away from other people. And I think that these are the type of pieces that are solid pieces that aren't max contract players. Like that those are the players that you need to build your roster out with that can be, you know, that can turn out to be in a playoff run, do what Andrew Wiggins did and not, right, you know, expect him to do, you know, be the number one option or number two even.
Well, look, when he was the number one option or, as you said, two in Detroit, he put up numbers. Yep. Last 2 years, he's averaged about 20 points a game. Not many rebounds, but about 20 points a game, 43% shooting, so low shooting percentage, and they lost. He is best as a role player. In Denver and Oklahoma City, when he kind of made a name for himself, he was a role player giving you about 12 points a game and 5 rebounds. That's what he can do. He can guard. Like you said, he can shoot the three. He's not terrific at three, but he's, you know, he's solid. So he can be a 3-and-D guy. And Portland's going to be interesting. It obviously appears like Dame is just going to stay there. He's happy there, which is fine. So you'll have Dame. You'll have Anthony Simons, who really, you know, showed what he could do last year. Kind of like a Jordan Poole type, you know, showing, hey, this guy can play. Jeremy Grant and Yusef Nurkic, like, yep, that's not bad. The interesting thing to me is going to be how they play. Because under Terry Stotts, this team would win some games, but they, yes, wouldn't be a threat to go deep in the playoffs because of the lack of defense. Chauncey is talking about playing championship basketball, which starts on the defensive end. And that's a challenge for Dame, too.
Yep.
Because Dame has been able to, you know, do your thing offensively and not really worry about the defense. Well, and see, that's a challenge, and it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Dame is going to have to get on the Steph Curry train of defense. You know what I mean? Is Steph is not a – he's not physically – able to be a dominating defender, but he's gotten strong enough to where he can be an effort guy, to, yep, where he can be disruptive on the defensive end and not just be a cone or barbecue chicken. And, well, and we've gotten and you to the know point what to where is, Steph is.
He's smart.
Yep.
And he's got the effort, to your point. So he communicates well. He's always in his right rotations. He's always in the right position. That's what's the, and that's all you want. If Dame will give us that, and I'm sure that's what Chauncey is trying to get out of him, Anthony Simons, and the rest of these guys, then they could take a leap for. I mean, they're not a threat in the West.
No.
But they could get in that playoff hunt.
Yeah, for sure. Or even if they can get lucky, like the Toronto Raptors did, and have a bunch of injuries in one playoffs, you never know.
Nah, they. I mean, you're talking about a bunch. You're talking about half the stars in the league.
Well, that's what happened, right?
Well, and they got lucky. I mean, Toronto. There's no chance Portland will win the championship next year. But
I'm talking 2 years
they
from now,
could
not,
be in
not
the second season, man. Yeah. They could be in the second. Slow your roll. All right. Slow down. Slow down, George Reister. 2 hours left. All right, couple. Keep it locked.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.